mind plays tricks on me every time I say something. It brings evil voices out of my head and talks to me vulgar. Then suddenly I started raving.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your hosts.
Kyle.
And Charlie, with a special guest tonight.
Specialist of all special guests.
Yeah, he's really
the specialist we've had so far on the show, even though he's the only one.
But see, that also means that I'm less special.
You're very special. This is the legendary man himself. Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
Hey, I'm Peter Griffin. Hey.
That's actually that's
I wasn't expecting that.
That's not bad.
No. Not gonna lie, gamer.
I'll tell you this. I know Family Guy gets a lot of flack, but I don't actually think it's that bad. It's no South Park. I will tell you that, but it's really not that bad.
Yeah, it's a fun show. All right, well, tell us who you are and what are you doing in this recording.
My name is, what's up?
Family got banned on this show. We can't talk about it.
All right.
The FCC told us. She sent me a letter in the mail.
Yeah. Said, AgiPie sent us a letter that said, do not mention Peter Griffin from Funny Show Family Guy.
We're 1 minute in and we already messed up. That's terrific.
Sorry.
All right, so tell us who
you
are.
Back next week.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Sure.
You'll be eliminated. Not actually, though.
No, not really.
He's a good guy.
Don't believe us. Not true.
So, my name is Owen, friend to Charlie and Kyle.
Yeah, that's
true. We all do marquee players. We're super cool.
Really cool. I don't do marquee players. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's a lie.
I'm blatantly lying.
All right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So, Owen and...
We're not allowed to lie on the radio, by the way. That's another thing you need to keep in mind.
All right.
Yeah, we're not allowed to discuss that I'm, in fact, actually 7 feet tall.
Yeah, and Owen's not really Peter Griffin.
No, and Kyle is actually Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you have to reveal your secret identity on air at all times. It's a little known fact about the radio.
All right, I think to keep this flow going, we need to make Owen read a PSA. Owen, read a PSA.
We're going to start you off with the PSAs.
Do I just pick one?
You just pick one from the pile. PSA. Pick one from the pile.
Okay, this one says volunteer, 30 seconds. All right, here we go, everybody. You ready?
Hit us with it.
Charlie and Kyle, did you know that a home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families? But we can change that. We can change that. I added we can change that. I don't know if the Red Cross will get mad at me.
No, they won't. They just
I figured
going.
Emphasizing.
It's fine. Keep going.
The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in communities in brackets. I will assume that to be Easton.
Yeah.
Working with volunteers, we are visiting homes to install smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, and help families develop an escape plan. We can't do it without your help. Join the fire prevention campaign. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today.
Well done. Excellent.
Big round of applause for the Red Cross.
So what if I actually want fire in my household? Like, let's say I have a fireplace.
You want a little fire
in
your household.
What if they forcibly... What if big government forcibly installs a smoke detector in my fireplace?
That's why you got your Second Amendment. You gotta shoot that fire down.
They forcibly install
bust out
fire
that rifle
in your house.
No, please. Firemen, do not start fire in my household. No,
Fahrenheit 451. That's
what
the whole plot is.
Oh, dude, we gotta come back to Area 51. We brought
it
up.
450. I said Fahrenheit 451.
You said 51. That's enough.
51. That's Area 51. Area 51. Raid.
Wait, was that really? When was that really? Just earlier this week?
That actually was last Friday.
Okay, yeah.
It was at like the crack of dawn.
Right.
It was. We discussed it.
We had talked about the battle plan in great detail.
And it was. Nowhere near as intense as we thought you were gonna be.
It was about what I expected it to be.
No,
you know,
absolutely. It
like
was just
100 people show up and just kind of awkwardly stand around, and then like two lunatics actually try and get in.
Yeah.
And you know, get shut out.
Yeah, that's exactly what everyone expected to happen. We were being a little bit optimistic. Well, no, we weren't inciting lawless.
Yeah, we were not inciting people to go and break into Area 51 that day.
We were not inciting imminent lawless action, which should be against FCC standards.
FCC guidelines.
No, but Did you see that one news clip that just made its glorious little trek around the internet of the dude actually Naruto running behind the news reporter?
I'm not surprised.
As it was rolling. Advanced. It was beyond its time.
Hey, gamers rise up, man. That's what I'm about.
He was on his way. Jeez, I keep coughing into the microphone. I apologize, everyone that's listening, especially one fateful viewer that decided to text me to shut up about Family Guy.
See, that's are we allowed to know who it is?
I'm not going to oust this person on the radio, but I went to high school.
You can show me.
I can show you. Yeah.
I'm assuming I know
that.
This
them. Is exactly why we have a Family Guy ban.
Yeah.
So that we don't upset our lovely viewers like that.
We don't upset our viewers
yeah.
with Peter Griffin funny.
We should have a camera in here. We really should.
Honestly, that would make this
you
the best.
You gotta capture our beautiful faces.
Yeah. I think that picked up on our mics.
No. Yeah, I love how you turned away so far that you almost got over to Kyle's mic.
Yeah.
I tried my best. I even turned off my microphone.
You
but
did.
We should have cut.
Very good timing.
Dump it all. We'll dump the last 10 seconds.
Dump it. Go.
Dump it.
No, but it was actually the Area 51 thing. I was surprised, like, 100 people actually showed up.
No, and there was a lot of other people in the area. So the guy, I think the guy that had made the event had a party of some
sort. Yeah,
some
he planned like this music
festival. Was that an alien stock?
That was alien stock.
I heard a little about that.
But there was also another one. There's like two going on at the same time.
So didn't he like cancel Alien Stock?
I don't know.
I did not go to Alien Stock, as you can tell.
I also did not go to Alien Stock.
They're both lying. They flew out to Alien Stock overnight.
Yeah, that's cute. We got a couple suite. It was very
really
romantic
nice.
The whole weekend.
it was a good time. We met E.T. He was actually definitely on display.
Yeah.
From Area 51. That's how they stopped all the people from breaking in.
Questionable, actually.
Yeah.
I have never actually seen E.T.
You know,
the movie?
The movie.
It's been a very long time since I've seen E.T.
I don't know. I would say E.T. is like one of those like movies that like you should watch at some point in your life, but like the movie that it's like the audience that it's targeted to, like kids. Like, I don't know about you, but like kids movies back in the day, they were spooky, dude. Like, it was kind of scary listening to them. Like, Bambi's mom got, like, hunted right in front of poor little Bambi.
Hey, man, it's real life. You gotta prep these kids, you know?
Yeah, but, like, E.T. was, like...
Their mother might... Never mind.
The mother... what were you gonna say?
Yeah. Never mind.
Okay, all right, we'll move on. But anyways, E.T. was just, like, this really wacky time. Like... It's like Alien lands. Little boy befriends alien with definitely sponsored Reese's Pieces in the movie.
Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
We are not sponsored.
We are definitely not sponsored
by Reese's Pieces.
We are anti-sponsored.
We are a non-profit
we're
radio station.
We're vehemently anti Reese's Pieces. Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Reese's Pieces kind of slap.
I'm okay with them.
So the thing with Reese's Pieces is they're fine on their own. The problem is they exist in a world where Reese's Cups also exist.
Yeah, that's
so true. They're under the same brand name, and one is just not even the same league as the other one.
I agree.
Well, yeah. So it's a problem.
One's like the M&M hybrid. Like, it's like portable.
It's a portable, but they're not portable. What do you mean? They're not even that much bigger.
I don't know.
Way better.
Is this knuckle cracking ASMR?
Every Christmas, I get. Have you guys seen like the giant Reese's cups? It's like
Yeah.
I get one of those. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I do know.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about.
They're glorious.
Yeah, they are a good.
You
time.
Legit need like a knife and fork.
A fork
to get
and knife,
crazy, but it's so worth it.
That's like that sounds like a
table.
Crime.
Set the table, glass of champagne.
That's right.
Have a lovely meal with the wife.
Put in your bib.
And it's hilarious because if you leave it in the fridge for a little while and then you take it out, you go to bite into it and it's really just like a brick.
I feel like you could club someone with that. Like, that is a weapon of home defense.
Yeah,
if you are against the Second Amendment,
yeah,
you could actually
get the firefighters to leave your house. Start having big government sponsored fires in your house.
Big government.
You just whack them over the head with a
with
Reese,
your giant Reese's Pieces dinner
actually,
date for two.
I taught myself to use a bow and arrow over the summer.
Wait.
Like, legit, like, longbow, like, shoots arrows probably, like, you know,
dude,
40, 50 feet or whatever.
What, like, at, like, a target? Or are you, like, trying to, like, shoot animals?
No.
Are you trying to hunt for your family? Get some food on the table? Hey, kill a Reese's cup in the wild?
When the government tries to come in and install the fire generators in my house, who's going to have a longbow to defend himself? The answer is not you guys.
That's very true.
He doesn't know that. I have a short bow. It's just nowhere near as powerful as a longbow. I mean, it's like, it's literally in the name. Short, long. It's like a 5'11" bow.
That's what I was talking about with meat disc.
So, for those of you listening online, which is probably all of you, you may notice that the title of this episode is a podcast formerly known as Meat Disc. We have no context. Owen simply requested that was what we called the episode.
Yes.
Yeah. So, please. What is this name? What does it mean, Owen?
So at Corduroy's practice today, Corduroy's is one of the a cappella groups on campus, which I am in. Somehow we got on the subject of like how things are named. You know, like some things are more complex and some things are more simple. This is a really stupid conversation now that I'm saying it out loud. But we were saying like how toothbrush, you know, it's very simple. You know exactly what it's going to do. You know, it says on the box kind of deal. It's very simple. And so, you know, we were talking about where it kind of gets ambiguous, you know, like potato salad. It's kind of like, you know, it doesn't really fit.
Yeah, it's
like,
not. Okay, I guess it's not really a salad.
It's not a salad for my potato. Other
salads are. It's.
And so then someone brought up like, yeah, but then what do you do with something like a burger? You know, that doesn't even relate to the object at all. And the one of the new guys, Evan, was like, yeah, you should call it a meat disc. And we just thought that was the funniest thing in the world. So I claimed it as a band name. Is that something I do with a friend of mine at home? You have to be the first to claim band names. So
yeah, I mean,
my band.
I am not musically talented, but Kyle, on the other hand,
no. Kyle, on the other hand, is also not musically talented,
and neither is Owen, and we're not starting a band.
We are not.
True. None of us can do.
Dang
it. None of us can do anything.
We're terrible at everything.
We're not even good at the radio.
Yeah, I'm over here coughing in the microphone like some kind of amateur. Because like any good noodle, there is no food and drink allowed in the booth. So I left my food and drink out of the booth.
What about water? I don't have a water.
But... Is that a food or drink?
See, but because it's a drink. See, but like, you know, you can bring water into like a, not like in a theater.
We can't bring it in here.
Really?
No, because... This is the only equipment we have. We've destroyed this equipment. Yeah,
this is literally the box of wires. If water happens to get near the box of wires might not survive.
But like, we pack it up. It's
like,
over.
The radio station's over. You wouldn't put your bottle like on top of that.
No, I mean, we just can't risk it. It's not.
I don't know, dude. We got some pretty big brain gamers in here.
What if we had some sort of tubing system where we had like a lab, like a hose or something, and we had someone like blow water through it?
Blow water?
So we're technically not having a... Wait.
It's like the salmon. It's like, you know that thing that they put on? I forget what, like, damn they put it on. But it's this
Was
thing.
Is that a bad word?
No, it's
that
like, a bad word on the radio?
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, you know, we're not going to bring up...
ambiguity.
We're not going to bring up donkeys up in here
I
right
know,
now.
I know, that's
no,
just,
but, No, but at this dam, they made these people installed like this tube that allows them to launch fish over the dam.
For so what? Why? Just so they can get
it. Oh, yeah.
So it's that they can like it's so that they can I don't know.
So
it's
they
like,
don't
it's,
get like
yeah,
they
it
don't
doesn't
go, like,
interrupt their
the,
breeding
like,
path.
Yeah.
And they don't go through the turbines and become like sushi.
Yeah.
Because that's they run into rice and seaweed in the turbines. Oh, wait. I'm just going to look up fish tube.
Well, the dam is actually made of rice. I don't know if you guys knew that. Most dams are made of rice.
Why, when you looked up fish tube, was the second result a John Oliver sketch about
John Oliver
salmon? Like, how is that the most relevant result?
Wait.
Maybe he talked about fish tube.
He did! 4 years ago!
That doesn't seem like why? Like, I feel like he does like, politics and stuff.
I mean, this
he
thing
talked
was
about
like...
fish tube.
Oh, this thing was like 2 years ago. I'm not gonna turn on the volume, just in case, because I don't know what they're saying. But
yeah,
can you fellas see the fish tube?
I actually can't because your head's in the way. But oh, I can see it now.
All right, but
that's amazing.
As you can see, this is just some long piping.
It's a lot of pipe.
They just launch
this
fish.
Is hilarious.
That's amazing.
It's like a fish cannon.
This
looks to me like some literally engineer called. Got like really high at one point. It was like, what if there was like a tube that just
we
like,
just shot fish out of man
over the dam, and they're like, yo, that's not a really bad idea.
Bro, what if we actually shot fish out over the bridge? And I mean, we do not insinuate using illegal substances to alter your current state of mind.
Or
senselessly firing fish over anything, really.
I thought that was her name for a second.
Wait, it's not?
No, it's not. Her this woman, her name was above an acronym for her work, which is,
I love how we're all reacting to this video that
we did this last time too. We were talking about pictures the entire time and they couldn't see them.
Yeah, we were talking about different pictures of Cthulhu and how to barbecue. You were listening. All right, but here goes the fish into the tube.
All right.
All right. It was Chief Engineer of Whoosh
Innovations
has created the salmon cannon. All right. But here they go.
Oh my god. It's like a rail gun.
Jeez.
It is kind of like a railgun.
That
for fish.
Dude, this is how I want to go. Is I want someone to launch salmon so fast and powerful at me that it just like instantly obliterates me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you wanted to be launched yourself.
I mean, I wouldn't mind being launched in there.
That would be pretty
good. But
great.
The whole point of that is so that the fish survives.
Do you think the salmon are like aware that it's happening? Like, do they get in the tube and they're like, what?
They're going really, they're going really fast.
Let's see where this is going.
I mean, they're swimming into, they swim into the like loading dock kind of thing. So I know that they swim upstream. So they probably, they're probably swimming up this stream. And then they just get launched. The launching, they probably think they're just swimming like up a river or like they're hopping a waterfall or something. But then all of a sudden they're launched at like, I don't know how fast this thing launches them, but I'm going to go for like 30 miles an hour.
They're pretty fast. It's pretty fast.
It looks
guys.
Pretty speedy. I mean, honestly, it could be 15 miles an hour.
Did they say in the video at all?
I mean, I didn't turn on closed captions. So. VP of strategic development of Whoosh Innovations. That's what I want to work at.
Like just firing.
I
want to
work for
Whoosh
Innovations and just launch things professionally.
Specifically, fish or something else.
Fish or other living sea creatures.
Why only sea creatures?
It seems like they've pretty much got everything down. If it was a land animal, it would be kind of hard to propel it with water.
That's true.
Without risking damaging the animal.
What do you call a water slide?
Is this the...
Kyle, I'm going to ask you to leave the room.
Okay. Goodbye. I've been expelled from this podcast.
For breaking my brain about water slides. Dude, they just gave the fish a water slide.
Yeah, it's just a water slide.
It's a good time. All right, cool. Well, let's get off topic.
Do you guys like water slides?
Water slides are a lot of fun.
I do enjoy water slides.
I love water slides.
Water slide, dude, I haven't been to a water park in ages.
I can't remember the last time I went either. It's been forever.
There is, at Hershey Park, there's like a huge water slide. And the slide itself isn't really that great. But there's a bridge that goes over the end of it. And if you stand at a certain point on the bridge, when the slide comes down, like a wave
comes over you,
it's great.
Oh, wait. We're going to take a selfie for one of our amazing viewers as I crop Kyle out of the picture. But yeah, anyways, fish cannons.
Also, one of our new loyal listeners.
We have another loyal listener.
Has declared the hashtag stop fish cannons.
No, I think we should keep going with fish cannons. We should keep making more.
All right, interesting. A little debate on this year podcast.
All right, so what are we debating again? I completely zoned out.
So I suppose of our own podcast. The eco-friendliness or... ethics of fish cannons.
Ooh.
We should make a class about this. We should request that there be a class. But
you could probably get someone in like the environmental sciences to
Someone I know is taking some sort of engineering ethics class, and that sounds like really boring. Because what are you going to talk about in the ethics of engineering, just buildings?
That's a good, I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of engineer you are.
Yeah. Don't cut corners when making buildings, because that's unethical. Is that it?
I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like since it's fish, and you, as everyone knows, well, no, fish I'm can't saying, I'm feel talking pain. About
engineering. So I think hey, fish. I think friends, if we right? had a class about shooting fish out of cannons, that would be a lot more interesting.
For that should be an FYS.
As a non-engineer, I would take that
class. Yeah, I would have taken that class. I would
sign up for that in a heartbeat.
No, but that honestly would have been better. For those of you that are not from Lafayette College, during your first semester here, you are mandated to take a course that is the sort of intro to college course. However, there are varying different themes. One of these themes we propose should be about launching fish from cannons.
Now, if you know anyone in the administration of Lafayette College, tell them
that we need,
that we need this.
We need this for our curriculum, for enrichment. We could do a trip to the nearest fish cannon.
if there is such a thing. Maybe it's Woosh Innovations fish
cannon. It definitely has to be for Woosh Innovations.
We can make one on the river.
Yeah. Actually, I've been passing my phone around the room, showing what this one certain active viewer has been asking, and this lucky person's going to get their question right out on air.
Yeah, 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 is this the Q&A right. portion of the podcast?
This will be the Q&A portion. 20 minutes in.
Wait, we're 20 minutes in?
Yeah, we're 20 minutes in.
Wow. We're a third of the way through the podcast. We've talked about nothing so far.
We're a third away there. All right, I can't sing. All right, so I'm going to quote. Do you and the boys think water parks are going out of business because of the large number of waterborne diseases? That is actually stellar question.
Actually, I've thought
that,
a lot.
That is actually a good question.
I've thought a lot about water parks and waterborne diseases, and that reminds me. Owen, you should read one of those PSAs about hepatitis or something.
What?
I don't know.
Is there one?
We're talking
hepatitis?
About diseases. there is like a that was the first one you read.
I've got one on the Fed. I don't know.
On the Fed. Wait,
that one. It's that one.
All right. Okay. So
okay, here we go.
As you know, we are a nonprofit, so we are required to read multiple PSAs or play them for you. So this is one of them now. Yep. Owen, take it away.
Three facts you should know about hepatitis C. 1. Hepatitis C is the leading cause of liver cancer. 2. Hepatitis C testing is not a part of routine blood work. 3. Millions of Americans have hepatitis C, but most don't know it. Disease often has no symptoms. Talk to your doctor. Early detection can save lives.
I mean, if the disease has no symptoms, what do I need to worry about? Like... Is this like the disease equivalent of having an appendix? Like it's just there.
It's just there.
So clearly, that's not the reason that water parks are going out of business.
No, but in all seriousness, please get tested for hepatitis C.
Ask your
doctor if hepatitis C is right for you.
It's probably not.
It's
by
definitely
the way.
Not.
It's like one of those stock commercials where like the girls jump roping in the park, like ask if hepatitis. You know,
dude. Medicine commercials are so
side
weird.
Effects of hepatitis
medicine
C,
commercials are
they're
wild.
So weird.
They are. Have you seen any stellar? One of my favorite.
They always have like. So there's always a list of things that the medicine can do to you, and death is always in there because they legally have to put it in there if someone has died using it. So it's like, oh, you might get like headaches or it's a little bit of nausea or you might get soreness or you might die.
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor.
Don't die. We're not telling you to die.
Please do not die.
Do you guys ever watch car commercials?
Viewers, do not die in any way, shape, or form. Hey, so do you guys like car commercials? Yeah. Sorry, I keep going.
Away. But do you ever watch like it's like a Dodge commercial or whatever, and you figure like, all right, it's a pretty big company, you know, they got a pretty big ad department, they got a lot of money to spend, they can have, you know, the greatest advertising minds there, and then it's just a Dodge like driving through a desert, and there's that generic voice like, buy the new Dodge 2020. It's really good. It's a nice
Dodge 2020.
It's a car. You can be more creative than that. Like yeah. That's not. I need to see.
No, they are really really creative sometimes, and then it's just the weirdest things ever.
Yeah, then you get like, what do you guys think of Car? It's like, and then they have like actual people's like, well, I mean, it won a lot of awards recently.
Yeah, and I was thinking about buying Car.
The 4x4 drive thing in it though, it seems really interesting. Like, I mean, I've never bought a car in my life, but I feel like I would not need to, I would not know the awards of any given car. If someone just approached me like, hey, do you want to be in this like Chevy commercial or whatever? Or something like that, or Volkswagen.
No, they're told exactly what to say, I guarantee it. There's no way that, but those the ones, there's the really weird ones where they have like, there was, I don't know what it was, but they had crocodiles. Like, they just had like crocodiles showing up. They were in the car, and there's just crocodiles showing up.
And the thing with that is like you remember that commercial, you know? Like, I feel like it's better to go weird than to go boring, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, but at the same time, it's completely unrelated to the car at all.
It doesn't matter, though, you know? It's all about making the big bucks.
Making the bucks.
It's
making
Mad
the
Man,
buck.
All right?
Madman.
Or Madman.
Madman Show.
Yeah, that's what it's
Mad
all about.
Madman Showtime. I don't know. What's your guys' favorite car?
I don't know
car?
Who's it, actually.
Yeah, I'm not gonna...
We had a request to we say had a viewer to say phrase, and we're not gonna say...
Unfortunately, Mr. Monkey King, I will not be saying, uh-oh, me, beep. Beep funny. I will not be saying that phrase.
You know, we get a lot of requests here
to say that exact phrase, actually. We've gotten that same request hundreds of times.
Hundreds and thousands.
Ask and answer. We're not going to do it again, all right?
This is, in fact, probably the most listeners I think we've had in a long time.
What are we at? What are we
at
right now?
At least like 3 or 4 people.
My boy's pulling in views.
I know.
A couple of my friends are
listening. Views on an audio file.
It is an audio file.
Yeah.
We are an audio file. Our legacy will be forever transcribed in this audio file.
Our legacy will be an MP3. Dude, I want my will to be a Fortnite funnies compilation.
Your will?
Yeah, like just I want like a Fortnite montage. And then, like, every so often, like, it'll cut like, off. And, like, yeah, and in the building like a... is, like, I give my car to Sharon. I don't know a Sharon. So.
What kind of car is it? Is it car in the desert?
Is it car in desert that has...
15,000 awards.
With crocodiles.
There's
included.
Crocodiles chasing you in the desert. What do you want? Car.
Car.
I don't remember which Super Bowl it was. I think it was 2016. But I was able to guess the car brand within the first 3 or so seconds of a commercial, like 5 times in a row. Like the first car commercial came on and I was like, Audi. And then it turned out to be Audi. The next one that came on, I was like, Dodge. And then it turned out to be Dodge. Like somehow I just went on.
But how did you know? How did you know?
I don't know.
Like what did you see in those commercials that was like, whoa, I know exactly what car this is.
I think
he saw the Audi logo and was like, it has to be an Audi commercial.
I think I might be a genius.
Oh, well,
that's unconfirmed. I should
no. It's confirmed.
Know, it's all speculation.
In order to be on this podcast, you have to have a 150 IQ.
Yeah, you have to have a comprehensive knowledge.
Fair, you have
of,
to be very smart to watch. Rick and Morty.
You have to be very smart to understand Audi commercials.
You have to be very smart to listen to this podcast. I think we've swapped
but that's
topics.
Actually true because you lose so many brain cells while it's going on that you have to have a lot like
if
built
you
want to
be a functioning human afterwards. I'm so sorry for those of you that do not pass the IQ standard. You are probably going to not.
Well,
be
no, it's only our guests that have to have that standard. So Owen is the genius. Is the genius. We don't have to pass.
We are the clowns.
I can't deny.
We are the clowns, and this is Owen's circus.
I'm like P.T. Barnum. In that what was that movie called?
It. He is Pennywise.
It, starring the real life human P.T. Barnum as Pennywise. Wow.
I mean, how else do you think they did Pennywise? They definitely didn't CGI him the whole time. Yeah. They probably casted him as someone.
That is, I saw It Chapter 2 when that came out a couple of weeks ago. I really liked it. I know it's been getting like
a lot of hate
reviews, but I thought it was really good.
Yeah. I mean,
I've not seen either one.
The first one is really good.
Yeah, the first one is like critically acclaimed or something.
Yeah, like I would like legit recommend the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you read the books?
No, I'm not a horror guy. I don't know why. I just don't like. I just don't like horror stuff. Maybe I will. Maybe I should. Maybe I should check it out.
This one is almost. I mean, like it's a horror movie, but it's almost also like a like a Stand By Me kind of movie. Like, it's about like this group of kids that like learn to come together and kind of deal with like their respective traumas and everything, which is just kind of
by beating up
by the clown.
Yeah, by beating up this like god creature.
Yeah, by punching a clown. Yeah.
Some people really like King.
King's like, I don't know. I feel like King was like always that, you know, that quirky girl that's like, I bet you've never listened to this band before. And then they put on like Arctic Monkeys or something.
That's definitely true.
Yeah, I feel like King was originally that kind of like sort of thing, but now it's becoming a lot more mainstream.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's still some parts.
He writes so many books. It's ridiculous.
How many books is he on now? Let's actually look this up.
He writes a lot of books and they're all super long. So the dude can just like write.
No, he
can
actually just
do quantity.
He writes like 6 pages a day or something. It's ridiculous.
It's nuts.
All right.
Oh my god. How old is he though?
Oh my.
Yeah, so he's written at least 84 books according to a very cursory Google search.
All right. So he's written 84 books. Man. How old is he though? He is 72 years old and he has written 84 books. And I don't think
He just like sits down and he writes like 6 pages every single day.
So he's the opposite of a college student.
Yeah, they write 20 pages in one day.
Yeah, right.
All
right.
I don't know what the shortest Stephen King book. The Cycle. All right, so the shortest Stephen King novel appears to be 128 pages long.
That's barely even a novel.
That's like what do you call those? Like a novelette?
Novella.
Yep.
There's another one between that though. There's actually like a different distinction. I can't remember what it is.
Dude, it's like a Pokemon evolution.
It's all like cello and you know.
Yeah.
Like
no.
Cellos. They're all fancy guitars. Let's be real.
Guitars.
Yeah, fancy guitars. That's all they are.
Cellos or guitars?
Yeah. I'm going out on that branch.
Double bass.
It's a guitar.
It is the closest to a bass guitar, so I guess I'm going with guitar over cello. Guys, imagine if you had to play your instrument only vertically, and you had to put it on the ground. This meme was made by Guitar Game.
Oh. I had no idea where you were going. I was like, what are you talking
about? What is he about to say?
What on earth are you saying?
Pure terror crossed over their faces as they thought I was going to break an FCC guideline.
Oh, no.
This post made by Fish Gang.
This post made by Fish Gang.
This post was made by the Fish Cannon.
The Anti-Fish Cannon Coalition that's listening to this podcast.
Imagine being launched when you're just trying to have a swim.
You're swimming down the river one day. Everything's just fine. You're trying to breathe, and then...
You're trying to breathe. Then, you're casually trying to breathe.
Just, hey, guys, I'm a salmon. Just, whoa!
And they're gone. And then they're fine, actually.
It's like Finding Nemo, except it's like finding... I don't know. What's a good salmon name?
Salmon name?
Yeah, what would you name a pet salmon?
Bill.
Wait. Finding Bill.
Wait. I don't think a salmon would be named Bill at all. Yeah. I don't agree.
I don't know. Are they like Canadian?
Just attack my idea. That's
fine. Yeah.
Your idea is wrong and you should feel bad.
Everyone at home, please shame Owen.
Boo.
Bring it on.
Boo. You know he thought a salmon would be named Bill.
I'm proud of my work and there's nothing you guys can do to change my mind.
Actually, I've changed my mind. I think salmon could be named Bill.
Yeah, see this is
all right, now that's a praise Owen for his good work.
Everyone praise Owen.
Eventually
you can push through.
Yeah, you can
stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
No matter how stupid your idea is.
Yep.
Yeah, so we have some sort of, is that literary value, artistic value? We talked about Stephen King. We have literary value.
Yeah, we do have literary value.
Artistic value.
We also have scientific value, because I'm assuming there is science behind the fish cannon.
Yeah, there probably is a lot of it.
Oh, speaking of which, do you guys want to do one word each real quick? Let's see how fast we can speed through this.
Wait, what's the order?
Okay, so we'll do hosts, and then we'll do guests. So you're first, Kyle.
I'm first.
Yeah, because your name comes first in the show.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'll go second, and then Owen will go third.
What are we reading?
You.
R.
Listening.
To.
W.
J.
R.
H.
1.
O.
4.
Point.
9.
F.
M.
Lafayette.
Comma.
Comma. You don't read the comma.
You don't. Comma is not a word.
Lafayette.
Wait. College.
Radio.
Easton.
Semicolon. Pennsylvania.
Period.
End quote.
End quote.
End quote. This is You want to hit us
with Kyle and Charlie show. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Charlie with a special guest.
And I'm Peter Griffin.
No, you're not.
No, you are not. Peter Griffin. You are not Peter Griffin. If anything, you are Lois.
We have a ban.
On I don't want to be Lois.
No, Family Guy ban.
Family Guy ban. Turn it off.
Can we do South Park? Is that
no, that's also
South Park's probably worse.
South Park rocks, dude. Get out of here.
No, it's just banned. There's no reason. It's just banned on the show.
All right. All right. Owen, get out of here.
Okay. Are we allowed to do Book of Mormon?
Ooh, I feel like, I don't know.
I feel like we should shine away from that on the radio.
I think we're done.
We're done?
I think we're done, boys. We can't bring up we can't bring up religion into this.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, despite...
Spot that that Heather's playbill over there. Check that out. Wonder when that's...
Oh, dude, what is that? Heather's the Musical done by Marky Players?
Yeah, that just turned into a plug, didn't it? That was not my intention, but yeah, check it out. By the award-winning Marquee Players Theater Organization.
That's straight up a plug.
Actually, though, we did win one of the Aaron Hoff things. I'm pretty sure.
That's right. For like largest
for fundraising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much did we end up donating?
We ended up donating like $6,500 split across 5 charities in Easton. So like pretty decent, you know, considering it's like just a. You know, club that like people do on the side. You
just
know,
a theater goofy club full of goons. Yeah.
Although we do put on a good show.
It was a fun show.
Obviously, I'm biased, but you know.
Do you guys remember the Superfan?
Yeah,
I remember the Superfan.
For those of you that don't have any context whatsoever, because you don't either go here or you are not in fact part of Marquee Players. When we put on our show for Heather's, we caught wind that a supposed Superfan of Heather's the Musical. Because this musical was going to stop by and watch the show. Because this musical has such a cult following, it's like Anchorman or something like that.
Yeah.
Like in terms of movies. Like people
Heather's is the Anchorman of musicals.
Honestly,
that is one of the hottest takes I've ever heard.
Yeah, that is a hot take.
Alright. Debate in the comments, boys. Do we even have comments on these things? I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, we don't.
Hopefully, because I don't want to start a full-fledged debate.
We're going to start YouTube a war. We upload these to YouTube.
Honestly, that could be a big brain play.
Yeah.
Just put like one of those.
Speaking
like,
of that, one of our viewers said that this is, quote, and I quote, a galaxy brain level podcast.
Wow.
Wow. Galaxy Thank you, brain. Viewer. Very cool. No. But yes. I'm sorry. I don't know why. The galaxy brain just broke me. Like, that's just like one of those.
This is big brain.
This is big brain.
Gamers rise up. All right,
fellas. Pee or poop? All right, no, I'm joking.
I'm going to be leaving the show now. It's been great, everybody.
Oh, you're a fart kind of guy. No, anyways, so about the super fan.
Oh, yeah.
When we caught wind, basically everyone freaked out because we weren't sure this was going to be like one of those crazy super fans that like tries to break in backstage and steal like an actor's bra or something like that, or if this is going to be like the kind of person that's like, hey, I really like this show and yours was pretty good. Turns out that she was more like that. She did in fact come dressed up as the main character.
She did. And pretty epic.
It was kind of sad because her outfit was significantly higher budget than the one that we had.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know. I would say significant.
It was better, though.
She clearly put a lot of time.
Yeah, well, I mean, it felt like she, like, ironed it and did whatever, while we just had, like, we couldn't even put it through ours through, like, the wash or get it dry cleaned, like, every night. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
She got upstage.
She was very nice, though. I talked to her for, like, a minute when I came in. Because, I was the person that had been emailing her about like tickets and stuff, and I was, you know, just like, hey, you know, thanks for coming. She seemed very nice.
That's always good. I was more for Marquee Players. My role is assistant stage manager. For those of you, I'm backstage. I'm a human megaphone for all the people backstage. My job was to like man the doors in case this was like a wacky super fan that was like gonna bust in and just steal stuff. And then like literally 30 seconds passed, I was like, oh, they're just having a good time in the crowd. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yo, you think they're super fans for fish cannons?
They're probably, dude.
If you there got one right here, buddy.
Yeah,
you got
one right here.
This man.
This man.
It's like, you guys know shirts? Those shirts.
Yeah,
that
the shirt's
like
this guy likes fish cannons.
Yeah, it's like those ones are like, this guy enjoys Saturdays.
I think we should start. We should make those
shirts. We should make merch.
This guy likes fish cannons. Show.
I actually was considering on getting a bunch
everybody
of like.
Visit our Patreon, yeah, come support the show.
This is a non-profit.
We are sponsored by Skillshare.
No,
we're not.
No.
We're not sponsored by
Skillshare. This is in fact a non-profit.
Although we would love to be Skillshare if you're listening.
No.
This is
we're
a non-profit.
I say
we are not.
If I'm not like.
Yeah. Yeah. Owen himself.
The show.
Owen is already like
he's
taking
guest.
Over. He's in fact sitting in my chair.
This is my show.
Using
now.
My microphone.
I feel like he'll be our staple guest though.
Honestly,
I would love to be. I feel like if we don't have a guest,
yeah,
just
bring Owen
on.
Hey, our Barack Obama didn't return to our calls. You want to come on instead?
Yeah, we wanted Elon this week, but
he was too busy with Joe Rogan. No, but I don't know. I don't know. I was actually gonna get stickers of our little logo.
That's cool.
Yeah. For.
We do have one.
Yeah, we do have one now. I've kind of made myself look like Bobo the Fool in terms of whenever someone like mentions something vaguely related to anything sound oriented, I'm like, hey, you know what's on? You know what else makes sound? Radios. And speaking of radios, you guys should listen to our radio
nice
show.
You know, yeah. I haven't been doing that at all. Like, I've just been telling people very
sporadically,
but like. No, I haven't been shilling it like that.
I've been ostracized from like a bunch of my friend groups because I keep pushing the radio show.
It's worth it.
It's good. It's a good time, honestly. Like, I don't know.
The ends justify the means.
Perfectly balanced, as all things should be. Jinx.
Yomi is soda.
Except there's no food or drink in the booth.
Oh, no.
Wait. Can I force you to break the rules? Is that
the power of the Jinx?
Oh.
So I guess that's a question of jurisdiction. Like, does Jinx rise above
yeah,
the
where,
FCC?
Where is it,
like, where is the line?
Can Jinx overpower an FCC ruling?
FCC, if you're listening, please inform
please
us.
Feel free to call in.
Oh, yeah. FCC, if you want to call in and tell us your rulings and if that overpowers a Jinx, the phone number is, and this is for FCC only, the phone number is 610-330-5316. I repeat, it is 610-330-5316.
Did that work last week?
I have no idea.
Did the phone work at all?
I don't think.
Because I don't think it worked.
No clue if this phone works or not. If someone wants to call and try, you're welcome
to. I could try calling it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. See if you can beat any of these big boys.
Let's go. 610-330. All righty. Oh, wow.
It works.
Check it out.
All right, let's see. How does this work? Hello?
Oh, I hung up.
You hung up?
Dude, I'm right here.
Wait, did you call it again?
No, I hung up.
Hello? Is there a person on the other end?
It did ring.
Hello?
Did we lose internet?
No. Wait.
The computer.
Oh, FCC, how are you doing?
We are recording on your
I don't know.
Phone.
Hold on, FCC. I'm going to try to figure
no,
out
the
how
it's back.
Can we put them
no,
on the speaker?
Is my mic back on again or not?
FCC, are you there?
Yeah, this is the FCC. You don't have our permission to put us on the air. I just wanted to let you know that Jinx does overrule us. So, you gotta go with the rules of Jinx.
Jinx does, in fact, overrule you, FCC.
Who?
Yes, no, that's correct.
Well, I can't hear anything, Charlie.
We
don't know what's
FCC,
going on.
Can you say something for us again?
What was that?
FCC, can you say something? I think my co-host cannot hear you.
Yes, this is the FCC. I just wanted to let you know that Jinx does overrule us. So
Jinx does, in fact.
I just thought you should know that.
Oh.
Jinx does, in fact, overrule you. That's actually great. Well, thank you, FCC. We will hang up now, as I will force Owen to, in fact, come get me a soda.
Yeah, I guess I gotta do it now.
Yeah, he's gotta. Thank you again. All right. Goodbye, FCC.
I didn't hear a single word that they were saying. Like, by the time I got the headphones, I didn't hear anything.
What was that?
Wait, did you not know who that person was?
Wait, who was that?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I...
Wait, you guys didn't know who that was?
No!
wait.
I recognize. I saw the first little bit of the phone number. So, FCC... What in the... Okay, I do not know who FCC was.
I didn't recognize the voice, so I don't...
I didn't even hear the voice. Yeah.
I saw the area code, and I'm not going to publicly state their area code. Just for privacy reasons.
That seems fair.
But I will... this will... okay.
Let me see.
I don't...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. That's curious. Curious.
You know what? This is a great thing. We're expanding our viewership.
I'm just going to say...
One of my listeners thinks it's the Zodiac Killer. So.
Well, I mean, I think...
It's the Zodiac Killer. He calls in the worst show.
Zodiac Killer. Wait. He can't kill us. That would be inciting violence.
Yeah, no.
That would be breaking FCC guidelines.
He is from the FCC.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, my God. Wait, it's a paradox.
Dude, we're toast. We have to jinx... him, and that way he can't bring the Jinx.
It's like a vampire, but except
that's true because Jinx supersede him.
Did in fact state that Jinx does in fact supersede FCC.
The magic of order versus the magic of chaos.
I still don't know who that was. I'm so lost. All right.
Anyway. So
the phone works.
The phone does indeed work, and I do know how to use it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the second half that they were saying because I gave the headset to Kyle.
No, I didn't say anything.
They didn't say anything.
At least I didn't hear any. Maybe you
I might have gotten it, in trouble because I think they did say at one point that I was not allowed to air them.
We don't really know
it's
how
to do it. It's the FCC.
It's not like the real FCC.
Well, so. No,
we
it
don't
is
even
the,
know how this
what do you mean?
Works.
It, of course, was the real FCC. I said only the FCC could call
you're
us.
Right. That's true.
If we did say that. Aired you and we did not want to air you, it's fine.
Yeah, we apologize.
Yeah, we apologize. We don't even know how this
but software works. You called us.
You called us.
It's still kind of our fault.
That's... And I didn't hear it, so it didn't happen.
Kyle couldn't hear a single thing.
I guess I was just unfortunate.
As they left. Or I just passed the headset off, and they're like, wait. I still do not know anyone.
We'll learn.
I know very few people from this area where they called us from.
Could be anyone.
All right.
Could be anyone.
I'll give one hint without openly revealing their location. It is south from where a bunch of my current listeners live. It is south from that.
It's Antarctica.
Yeah.
It is in fact Antarctica.
A penguin has called into the show.
The FCC has dialed in.
And they're penguins.
Dude, I wonder what FCC's final smash is.
Finding us $10,000.
It's definitely just like throwing a giant stack of legal documents at you.
And then like if you get hit with it, you just get barraged. It's like one of those like insta-kill abilities that if you're above 100%, you just instantly die.
I still am baffled that they actually will fine us $10,000. That is the fine. $10,000.
For what?
Breaking their extremely vague rules.
Dude, that's a scam, man. That's right. Yeah. Can we?
We should be able to say whatever we want on the radio.
Can we storm the FCC? Can we?
No. Owen.
Hey, I'm a guest. I can do what I want.
That's not how this works.
We are not inciting violence and saying that you should storm the FCC.
I'm not inciting imminent lawless action.
You actually are.
I'm speaking in pure hypotheticals. I said, what if? Right?
Did you?
Yeah.
What if?
Go back. Listen to the tape.
Right, now play that back.
Rewind the tape. Probably didn't say what if. So
you might have, and I don't really know. Wait, where, Charlie? What time are we at?
It is currently 10:51.
Should we hit him with the old razzle dazzle?
Oh, I think we do indeed need to hit him with the old razzle dazzle. Oh, the old razzle dazzle. Yeah, hey, Owen now is a very frequent listener, so he knows that the old razzle dazzle is. Do you, Owen?
You were about to be razzled and dazzled. I promise you.
All right. So, here we go.
Here we go.
All right. Well, I just got to turn it all up first. All right. And that should...
This is where the magic begins, boys.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill. Wow. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with four simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate.
Cook.
And chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
This really is awesome, Alvin.
Thank you, Alvin.
Did you know there are four of those?
There are four.
Like, they've made so many of those.
And they make so much money.
There's a couple here that are like... I saw one here earlier that was Despicable Me.
Do you have the movie? Wait, what are
those? So these are all different discs.
So we can play the PSAs on discs.
Yeah, instead of reading them or finding the video. It's supposed to make life easier.
Yeah.
Especially for people that want to kind of like auto drive the show.
Nifty.
But they took away the Alvin and the Chipmunks one. Yeah. But we found a workaround. We just have the YouTube clip.
Yeah. We just do that. So that I don't know. There was the one that was PSA. Despicable Me theme.
It is a PSA, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Yeah, that is.
It is literally, it's the exact same PSA. It's in the YouTube. It's in video form.
It's one of the four missing pieces of Exodia. Oh wait, here it is.
Wait, it's in there.
No. It's one just as good.
We have to do it.
We have to play this
now. It simply
must be done. No, this will be for another time.
Next week.
All right.
Put it at the top.
Yeah, we'll put it at the top so we don't forget. What's actually really funny is they felt so threatened. The people that run
we told them that we would play it three times in a row.
The Alvin and the Chipmunks PSA. So they actually took it.
So they hid the CD.
That's our theory, because
they actually hid it.
Day one, I could not find the CD for my life.
Hey, that's probably smart.
So now we're going to have to...
Although, you know what? You proved them wrong, because you have access to this, and you only play it once per show.
So we beat you once! Fair. WJRH radio people.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, you are also listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. What show are we listening to, though?
This is the Chyle and Carly show.
That's not true. He lied on the radio.
He lied on the radio.
Is that against the FCC standards?
Beat him. Beat him. We are not inciting violence. Please do not actually beat Owen.
No, it's... Well, actually...
Yeah, but what show are we actually listening to?
What if I consent to the violence? Could you?
Well, it's still.
Could you incite
that? It's still
that?
Imminent still lawless violence? Action.
Yeah,
so
it's,
I guess so.
I don't know.
That's true.
I feel like
we're in a bit of a gray area now.
Yeah, that's like consenting to violence against yourself. That's That's weird, dude.
All right, we're listening to the Kyle and Charlie show.
Thank you, Kyle.
There you go. Get us back on track.
Thank you. You're welcome, Charlie.
And with special guest star Owen.
That's right. Peter Griffin himself.
Family Guy band.
All right. Hold on.
Wait, do we have fan mail?
Fan mail? No. I think my mom forgot about this. My mom forgot about this show for the third time.
Can we get, like, can everyone in the audience go, aww.
Just like, we please send a video recording.
On three. One, two, three.
Aww.
Good thing that the show runs every week.
It's really good.
Try again
and
next
also,
week.
You can catch all these live recordings on WJRH.org.
Is that true? Are they like
yeah, all no, these all, oh, wow, all really these cool. recordings are archived. So it's a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
you know, I think what were we supposed to originally be talking about again?
We didn't even really come up with a topic.
I think we actually in our text we just and we'll figure something out.
No, I said, you know what? I mean, I didn't even come in with any topics, and
we were thinking of drilling him about frats or something.
Oh yeah, that's right. All right,
didn't do
here
that.
We go. We still have
4 minutes left.
We got no. We're gonna call it
lightning round.
We're gonna call it the 5 minute frat rush.
Okay,
this is very simple. Kyle and I will
have
ask
any
you
questions prepared at all. Like, I don't. All right. I haven't thought of a single
thing. All right, how about this, Kyle and I. We're just going to ask you yes or no questions.
Okay.
You have 5 minutes.
All right.
We'll probably do this for about 2 minutes because Kyle doesn't have any questions in mind. And I don't really either. I'm just going to kind of wing this.
Oh, we're very good at winging it, though.
Winging it
is
our specialty.
The entire show, we wing the whole show. Everything is winged.
Yeah, and sometimes we still want to be here wingers. Even longer. All right. Are you ready, Owen?
Let's do it.
5 minute. Fast questions about we'll start about fraternities and then we'll go on to other things. Hit all right. Me. Yes or no questions.
Are you in a frat?
Yes.
Do you all like right. your frat?
Yes.
Dang it, he's too good.
Well, yeah, we're out of questions. All right. Wait, give us a second. We'll come up with more.
All right. Okay.
I can tell a story if we need to fill the
ooh.
Time. A story about it's this was this morning. It's I like it because it fulfilled one of the bucket list items of my life. So you know how in school they're always talking about, oh, if the teacher doesn't show up for 15 minutes, you can leave, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I get to my 9:30 class this morning, and we're all waiting there, and it gets to like 9:35, and we're like, oh, this is kind of weird. Like, you know, I won't say the professor's name, but you know the professor hasn't shown up yet.
It's I'm like just waiting for how this ties into the frat.
Oh, not at all. I just thought.
All right, no. Keep going.
No. So then it's like 9:40. We're like, oh, this is really weird that they haven't shown up yet. No, this is getting kind of bizarre. And then it got to like 9:43, and I turned around and I was like, guys, you know the rule. And so this one of the guys was like, oh, I know the rule. Yeah, 15 minutes and we can leave. And I was like, I see it. 9:40. At 9:46, we get up and go, and it got to 9:46, and it was beautiful. It was like, you know, we acted like a mob, like a united front. We all just got up and we just left. And we
can
all
we get a round of applause from the audience? Round of applause, everybody.
And then it turned out that we got an email like 10 minutes later from our professor, and he had been late for a couple of reasons. Nothing like major or anything. And so he was just like, hey, like please come back. Or she.
please they come
like,
back.
They were like, please come back. So I went back. Only like four people.
Wait. They were late class. They were like 20 minutes late. And they're like, yeah, come back to class, guys.
Yeah.
Please. I'm begging. Like, I'm shaking and crying right now. Please come
like,
back.
It's not like we would have any excuse not to be there. You know, like we're supposed to be in class.
Sorry, so. I have a class,
yeah,
professor.
Sorry, I have a class. Right. No, but it was amazing because you always talk about like, oh, if the teacher isn't here in 50 minutes, then we can leave. And we actually did it.
Did you go back?
I went back, yes.
So you went back on your word.
I know.
Basically, all right.
Dude, it was a total prisoner's dilemma.
Undo like, the applause. Everyone who applauded, right. Undo the applause.
Wow. Do it.
That's the sound of applause being undone.
We're rewinding the tape.
Wow! Imagine actually going to class. What a all right, what
cut,
a loser am I?
Cut the whole story from this. Cut everything.
All right. We got roughly 40 seconds left before we have to get out of here.
More questions.
That's two right. questions.
Okay, you ready? All right, Kyle. Did you think of anything?
No, I was listening to the story.
All right, I got one. Okay. I got one. All right, formal.
Yes.
Wrong.
Was that the question?
I was going to say formal or casual, but I realized that wasn't a yes or no question.
I feel like we limited ourselves with the yes or no questions.
All right, how about we just ask normal questions? All right.
20 seconds.
Okay. Formal dances or casual parties?
formal dances.
Okay. Ooh. All right, Kyle, you got one.
No, I don't have one.
You don't have one? Okay, another
I'm
one.
I'm trying so hard. Right. I'm not as good at this.
Okay,
as
okay, okay, okay. Favorite fundraising event or charity event?
Marquee Players Quesadilla Night happening this coming spring semester. No,
also for your fraternity, as you are required by Lafayette College.
It's called Drench the Delts. Ooh. And you just pelt water balloons at the guys in the frat.
So that's enticing violence.
Yeah, that's violence.
We're done. No. Cut.
Right. Sorry, guys. All right. We have to end the show here.
Yeah. Well, we actually, we have to end the show.
We actually do.
We'll end on one more question, Kyle.
Why you keep making me do? I don't have any questions.
Kyle, ask him something. Ask the nice man a nice question.
AMA. Ask me anything.
You like jazz?
Yes.
All right, end the show.
And that's it.
End the show. End the show.
All right, thank you again. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This was, in fact, the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your hosts.
Kyle.
And Charlie with a special guest.
Owen.
All right, thank you, everyone. Have a stellar night. When we'll be here next week.
Boop.